One of the questions that comes up a lot on this show over the years, because it's almost like people try to find something that can stump me. Yeah, Dave, I don't want to borrow money either, but I've got this one thing where I need to borrow money. And, you know, the one that they think they can get me with is, Dave, I have this unbelievably noble cause. I'm called to adopt a child. And there's no way you can do that without borrowing money. And, of course, because it's so important and because it's a child, I'm supposed to go,
oh, yes, well, in this one case, because it's noble, you're allowed to be stupid. Because stupid while being noble works.
And it doesn't work. And so I've sat and told people over and over and over again, there are lots of ways to adopt. There are lots of different things you can do in the adoption process to not get yourself neck deep. And then we ran into one of our listeners named Julie Gum. Julie is on the line with us here and out of Phoenix, Arizona, and she's got a book out called Adopt Without Debt. And she speaks all over the nation, literally around the world for that matter, on adoption, on global orphan care, on financial freedom. And she and her husband, you know, have adopted children. And they did this shockingly without going $50,000 in debt to do it. And so I thought it'd be good to get a lady not only who's actually done it, but who is an expert who speaks on this subject to come on for a few minutes and talk about this. Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, I'm honored to have you. So what did you guys do to start your whole debt-free thing, and how does that lead into this adoption discussion?
Well, my husband started listening to your radio show, but it was really when we attended one of your live events back in 2000 that kind of got us started on our debt-free journey. And we paid off about $30,000 in consumer debt, which took us about 9 months, and ended up bringing FPU to our church and leading it for several years, and, you know, started working the baby steps. And it was about November 2007 then when we paid off our mortgage, and that was kind of our last big debt hurdle. And really, that's kind of the short story of our debt-free adoption, our debt-free story.
Cool. And so where in this process did the adoption thing come up?
Really, I kind of teased that this is kind of where it all started, because when we paid off our debt and suddenly had some of that money, you know, freed up to do other things with, my husband and I realized that, you know, we'd gotten used to doing without and giving up things, and when we had the money to do them, they weren't really that important anymore. And we just started kind of looking at ways that we could give generously, and that kind of opened our eyes to the needs around us, both in our local community and internationally, and that kind of ended up in our adoption story. And my husband was reading scripture one day and came across James 1:27 that says, you know, religion that is pure and faultless is care for the widow and the orphan in their distress. And we had to really decide, what does that look like for us? What does caring for the orphan look like for us? Because it doesn't mean adoption for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But really felt God leading us to adoption, and then kind of looked at the different ways that we could do that. And really, God told us specifically that there were these two amazing children in Ethiopia that were 8 and 6 at the time, and they were meant for our family. And so that's kind of how we delved into international adoption specifically.
So the title of the book is Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Adoption. I mean, do you have to have your mortgage paid off to be able to do this?
No. Mm-mm.
So how do you adopt without going $50,000 in debt?
There's basically three ways that I talk about in the book, and one of them is finding money you already have, which hopefully your listeners are starting to do: budget, cut costs, trim expenses that you already have. The second is grants. There's like 27 different grant organizations that I found that are trying to give money away to adoptive families, and you can apply for those. And the third one is really some creative fundraising ideas. There's all kinds of stories that adoptive families gave me. There's like 25 different families I featured in the book with different creative ideas that they've done to raise funds for their adoption.
So what's your household income?
Right now, it's about $37,000. No, I'm sorry. It's about $48,000.
About $48,000.
My husband and I both work in full-time ministry now.
Right. What was it when you were adopting without debt?
Well, when we started, it was about $80,000, but about 2 months into our adoption process, my husband ended up leaving his job, and so our income was cut by about 70%, and it was more like about $34,000 when we started the process.
So you're not somebody making $300,000 a year with paid for everything, and just out of the goodness of your rich heart, wrote yourself a check to adopt babies. You guys really did the stuff in this book, and you've adopted how many kids?
Two kids. Mm-hmm. And I have two birth children as well.
Very cool. Okay, so four children from two continents, you like to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So what are some of the coolest fundraising ideas that you've heard people do?
Well, one I absolutely love is kind of a combination grant and fundraising. It's called the Both Hands Foundation, and it actually uses the adoptive family and a team of their family and friends doing a work project at a widow's home and raising funds from family and friends as they do that to help with adoption costs. And I just think it's a really cool pairing of that scripture. And the average family who does one of these Both Hands projects raises $10,000 for their adoption expenses, which is unbelievable.
What should an adoption cost?
You know, first of all, if somebody really looking to adopt without debt needs to look at the U.S. foster care system. There's 115,000 children in the U.S. waiting to be adopted, and it costs little to nothing to adopt out of foster care. Literally $100, maybe some have done it for free.
Now, I talked to somebody. Go ahead. I talked to somebody the other day that was telling me they had adopted, I believe it was siblings, out of the foster care system, and the tax credit was enormous.
Yeah. It varies from state to state too. There's a federal tax credit of, I think it's $12,000 right now, that you can get back. We actually ended up getting back almost all. We ended up paying about $28,000 for our adoption, and that included our travel expenses for, you know, getting us there and getting the kids back. But we ended up getting about $23,000 of that back in the federal adoption tax credit that a lot of people don't know about. But that doesn't help you on the front end. You know, we didn't want to take out a loan and then count on that to pay it back. It doesn't necessarily help you on the front end. But there are all kinds of tax credits and incentives to adopt, especially out of the state. Some states give away free college tuition to kids adopted out of the foster care system or offer medical care paid for. So, yeah, but I mean, international adoption and domestic adoption, the price varies from $12,000 to $50,000 or $60,000, which I think is outrageous, but that's a whole other topic.
Right, but I mean, so this can be pulled off for $10,000 or $15,000 bucks.
Yes.
Okay, and you guys have, in this case, you adopted two children internationally for $28,000.
Yeah, about $6,000 to $8,000 of that was just the travel expenses, so the actual adoption cost is about $20,000 or $22,000.
Okay. Because I hear, again, I have people call me all the time, and they'll say stuff like, oh, well, I mean, it's $35,000, Dave. Everybody knows that. I'm like, no, darling, everybody doesn't know that. That you know, number one, you've got, you know, there's a vast spectrum of money being spent here, isn't there?
Yes, and it varies greatly between countries. If you're adopting internationally, Ethiopia is one of the less expensive ones. It varies greatly between agencies, and that was part of what we looked at. It's a hard dilemma because when you're talking about international adoption or domestic adoption, cheaper isn't always better. Mm-hmm. Cheaper sometimes means unethical. And so that's a danger that you've got to look out for. But it does vary greatly between adoption agencies, and that's something you can look at. There are people who are pursuing private international adoptions, and you can't do that in all countries, but you can in some, and that's one way to save money. It's a little scarier because you've got to do a lot more research on your own and a lot more investigation, but that's one option, too, for people to pursue.
Folks, this is Julie Gumm is her name, G-U-M-M. Her website is adoptwithoutdebt.com, and you can buy her book there on her website. It's called Adopt Without Debt, Creative Ways to Cover the Cost of Adoption. This can be done, adoptwithoutdebt.com. Julie, great having you on the show. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks so much, Dave.
God bless.